Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast entitled Developing Missional Churches, Part 2, Using the Attractional Model for Mission. The church was created for mission, namely the Great Commission, which requires the church to first go. There is an apostolic mandate on the entire church to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. Secondly, to make disciples. Disciples are followers of Christ who obey his teachings, his spirit, and the Great Commission. And thirdly, teach them to obey. Disciples must train their disciples to do as they do. Missional churches embrace the Great Commission and focus their resources and energy toward that end. We live in a culture that has been warped by consumerism and has produced a church clientele that begs to be entertained. Recognizing and capitalizing upon this bent, attractional churches use their resources to provide the most attractive church services possible in order to gather the largest following. In this article, I assume their motivation is to advance the kingdom of God. Ingeniously, many very large churches use the attractional model missionally as a platform for preaching to seekers. I call these missional attractional churches. Many people are being drawn to these churches and are responding to the gospel, and many of these churches take spiritual development and growth seriously. These churches are most likely led by apostles, evangelists, or missional pastors. The missional attractional leader. Anyone who is an Ephesians 4:11 fivefold or ascension gift minister or leader, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher may be primarily pastoral or primarily missional. Every true apostle will impart an apostolic mindset to the churches they oversee, making them apostolic in their own right. By looking at Paul's and Peter's apostolic ministries, we also observe a strong pastoral element. Apostolic churches would take care of their own people while maintaining an outward thrust of evangelism and discipleship of new converts. Evangelists are by nature missional. Prophets and teachers may be either. Pastoral leaders naturally focus on the well-being of the sheep under their care and can easily be consumed with doing so at the expense of the Great Commission. However, Jesus advocated missional pastoring in his parable about the one lost sheep in Luke 15:3 through 7. The Christ-like missional pastor never loses sight of the lost and even prioritizes his ministry toward them, but his work with those outside the church will always have a pastoral touch to it. Jesus exhorted his followers to pray for more shepherds to be sent out into the harvest. And this is in Matthew 9, 35 and 38. These laborers, by context, are clearly shepherds. Herding people cry out for caring individuals to wade into their world of sorrow and pain, bringing pastoral grace and ministry with them. Caring for lost sheep is just as pastoral as taking care of the church. Missional churches can be led by any form of the fivefold ministry as long as mission is prioritized. But if only the core leaders are missionally minded, or if the church's ministry focuses on the use of the gifts and abilities of a select few, is that really being true to the Great Commission? Attractional churches that focus on winning the lost by effectively leveraging their resources and the talent of a few may win a lot of people to Christ, yet miss the mark when it comes to developing disciples who make disciples. We are seeing today what happens when attractional churches succeed in gathering lots of people who are not committed disciples. The center cannot hold in these churches. Either the people will leave or the leadership will cave to the soulish demands of their clientele. There is a difference between serving the Great Commission by marshaling members to support the local church's Sunday services and serving the Great Commission by equipping and launching all the members of the church into the harvest field as ministers in their own right. Although I admire the effectiveness of attractional churches in drawing the lost, I still question their effectiveness in discipling them. The Great Commission is not to win the lost only. It is to make disciples of the lost, which requires equipping. Equipping churches will be the subject of my next article. I hope you will continue on this journey with me.